Here we are. We're here on the first Thursday of the month of March. And what better way to close out your week than another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing the series entitled B. And I want you to lock in, get ready. Let's go to work. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's do this thing, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's episode. First and foremost, before we get into today's talk, we hit another milestone, y'all. And, you know, I love celebrating milestones. I love celebrating new chapters. I love celebrating new months. I love celebrating new points of growth. And we have done just that. We have officially hit 3,400 total plays on the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, guys, again, I can't thank you all enough. You guys are amazing. I can't say, you know, there's not a whole lot of words there's not enough words that can describe how amazing you guys are each and every week. I get up on these show days excited, energized. Even if the day before was the absolute worst, I get up energized, invigorated, infused with enthusiasm, and ready to go. Because it's an opportunity to help somebody through whatever storms they're going through in life. It's my opportunity. It's an opportunity to do what God has designed me to do. And that is to be a person that helps people through their storms. It's to minister to somebody's situation. It's to be an example of a person that has been redeemed. To be an example of a person that has been healed. To be a person that is still healing at the same time. Through some things and trying to get through some things as well. We are all in this fight together. No matter what our stories are, no matter where we are in our healing processes, we are all in this together. And and we need to take the time to help one another, encourage one another, affirm one another, pray for one another, be there for one another. This is a critical and pivotal season right now where we all need each other, because it has been a year, y'all, where we have had to switch the script, switch and flip scripts each and every day. There's been a lot of uncertainty. There's been a lot of chaos at times, but I believe that, you know, we can come together and be great and heal, and all it takes is one step. All it takes is that step of faith. All it takes is that B word again, to believe. But again, thank you for, you know, your support of this show, and thank you for your support and your love of Tuesday's episode. Man, it was exciting to do that episode. Man, this series is going to be amazing. Even though it's a quick one, it was only 2 weeks, y'all. But we're gonna jump on it, and we're gonna go from there. But here it is. Just a quick little recap. We talked about belief. We talked about, you know, what you think. And not believing what other people have to say about you, and people have to say about what you're becoming, and what people have to say about your dream, and what people have to say about where you are in life. And the other half of that is not believing the enemy that is the enemy. Sometimes it's not other people. Sometimes it's us that brings the most self-doubt, because we have to live with ourselves. We can get away from people, but Lord knows you can't get away from yourself. Sometimes you can be your biggest enemy. And so you have to sometimes tell yourself, like, listen, we're not going down that road again. We've been down that road too many times, and we're not doing it again. So self, this is what we're doing. We're going to be what God has designed us to be, and it starts with how we think. And so today, I want to take it a step further. We talked about believing. And if you heard me, if you heard the show Tuesday, if you haven't, I encourage you to listen to Tuesday's episode, because I started to talk about this just a little bit on Tuesday. That there's another step towards with belief. See, we oftentimes get stuck in the realm of believing, just belief. That's it. We get stuck there. But there's another road, there's another route, there's another place that we should go. And here it is. We've been in the realm of believing, but now it's the point that we become what we believe we are. We become what God has designed us to be. So I have a question for you. And here it is. What are you becoming? And what do you want to become? What are you becoming? What do you want to become? See, we can't get stuck in belief, because faith without works is dead. You have to put feet to your prayers. You have to put feet to what you think. You have to put feet to what you dream. You have to put feet to what you envision. Be feet to what you envision. You can look at pictures all day. You can make vision boards all day, all you want. You can do all of this stuff all you want. But if you do not take the necessary steps to become what you envisioned, then what you believe and what you think is just that, a belief, a thought. And so let's take it a step further. Let's talk about becoming. So what does the word become mean? Well, you guys know me. If you've been listening to this show for as long as you have been, for as long as I've been doing it, I like defining terms. I love definitions. Quick little thing before we define the word become. I hated doing definitions in school. I hated it. It seemed like every stinking teacher that we had in elementary and middle school wanted us to define terms. Oh my gosh. I hated it with a passion. And I usually don't use the word hate, because hate is a strong word. But let me just be real with y'all. Everything that I hated to do, I'm doing now. I hated to write. Now I'm a writer. I love writing. I love to write my stuff. I love writing stuff out. I love creating stuff. I love doing that. I love to... I like to write. And I hated it back in the day. I'm an analytical guy when it comes to coaching. So if I'm not a head coach, I'm an assistant coach. I'm the guy on the side with the notebook, with the stat sheet, where I'm writing down fouls and assists and all that. I'm the analytical guy. I love that stuff. But I hated it at one point. But then here's the other thing that I hate. I hated defining words. Oh, it was just like, why do we have to do this? Why? Just why? And it's so crazy. We're talking about all of that. And you may not think this story connects. But I became something I hate. And it all started with me not liking it and just doing it so I could get out, you know, so I could get out of it and finding out that I was good at it after all. And I didn't find that I was good at writing until my senior year, until I had a teacher. Thank God for my English, to my 12th grade English teacher, for seeing something in me that I hated. I hated writing. And it was just, he basically saw something I wrote, said it was good. It was just, it needed to be, you needed to do better with punctuation. But to hear that I wrote something, excuse me, y'all. To hear that I wrote something that ended up being really great, really, really, you know, it really helped me out in a great way. But it helped me become the writer that I am. It helped me to become the creative that I am. It helped me to become the person that I am. So I hate it. You know, this is a situation not where I hated what I became. I became what I hated in the past. Something beautiful came out of something I hated. But all right, okay, back, let's get back to where we are. Let's segue and transition back to defining these terms. So again, you know, I like defining words. And so what does the word become mean? It means, in Webster's Dictionary, there's several definitions and we'll go through all of them. It means to begin to be. Begin to be. Another definition is to grow to be, to turn into. Another one, of a person qualified to be accepted as, acquired the status of. In questions, happen to. Of clothing, to look good or on or suit someone. It becomes a person. Oh, here it is. The last one here, to be appropriate or suitable. It did not become him to be that type of person. It's not in his character. So within the word become, you talk about how something suits you. The suit is becoming of them. The dress is becoming of her. This is not an attitude becoming of a person. This is not this is something they became. They became a doctor. They became a lawyer. They became a surgeon. They became a coach. They became a pastor. They became something. All in the word become, we have so many defining terms and so many ways to explain the word become. But what does it mean to you? What does it mean to become to you? If you throw away Webster's Webster Dictionary definition of the word become and put it in your own words, this is another thing I hated to do, and mainly explaining what something meant to me. I failed a lot of tests in school because of extended response. Something I became later on, a person that likes to be, to extend a response. I'm explanatory. I'm explorative. I like to, I don't, you know, some things need a short explanation. Some things you need to just spread it out and give them everything. But what does it mean to you to become? Well, one book that I need to read a lot more of, it is our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. And her book, Becoming, she had a quote that really, you know, speaks to the word becoming. And she said this For me, becoming is not about arriving somewhere or achieving a certain aim. I see it instead as a forward motion, a means of evolving, a means of a way to reach continuously toward a better self. The journey doesn't end. And let's take this part where it says, I see it instead of as forward motion. When you are becoming something, you're making forward progress toward something. You can make you can regress as well. You can progress and you can move backward and forward. You can become greater. You can become something less than great. And so I, as a coach, I always ask my kids, what do you want to become? At the beginning of the season, I ask them, what do you want to become? What do you want to be at the end of this season? Because your work ethic will define what you will be. Your work ethic, what you think, what you do on a day-to-day basis, who you surround yourself with, is what you will become. Les Brown talks about this a lot. He says, you know, birds of a feather flock together. You run around losers, you'll become one. It's a clip that used to play on one of my favorite gospel radio stations. It was just a clip before they went back into the music or they went into a show. They would play clips of like inspirational clips from sermons and Les Brown and motivational speeches and all that stuff. So you'd hear, you know, just about everybody on a clip. But that was the one that strikes me the most, was when he said, birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you'll become one. And I'm not saying your circle of friends are a bunch of losers. But sometimes within becoming and trying to make that forward progress, you have to look at who you surround yourself with. For me, it's been a day-to-day journey to see who I'm around. I ask myself day-to-day, do I want to become what they are right now? See, little do we know, whether we think so or not, whether we want to be individuals or not, sometimes when we're around a person, we pick up their characteristics. We pick up their habits. We pick up what they say. Sometimes we can become a reflection of them. But in a lot of cases, who we are and who we're around is a reflection of what we think and what we do. And I've asked this question before on this show. Have you ever had somebody around you that is a reflection of what you're trying to get away from? A reflection of a bad habit, a reflection of a bad thought, reflection of you know, bad characteristics. What have you ever been around people like that? I know so many times in my life alone, I've been surrounded by people who are a reflection of some things that I wanted to heal from and that I wanted to get away from and some habits that I wanted to break. I hope I'm not knocking on your door too hard. I just wanted to drop this off at your house, drop this off where you live and just walk off. But I just needed to know, just show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but I just need to know right now, have you ever been around somebody who is a reflection of who you are? And this may not sound like it goes together, but when you're on the road to becoming great, sometimes you have to look at who you surround yourself with. And you have to ask the question, am I becoming something great being around them? And, you know, I know what you're saying. Oh, it can't always be other people. Sometimes you got to look at yourself. I understand that. But within looking at yourself, you have to look at your surroundings. We have to look at your circumstances and go, look, is this something becoming that is becoming of somebody, becoming of somebody that wants to be great later on in life? And if the answer is no, you have to move. You have to get away. You have to take the time and go, uh-uh, this is not where I want to be. This is not where I want to be. And of course, you know, we're all not where we want to be, and but if you're strong enough, if you have enough nerve, like I said on Tuesday, if you got enough gumption, if you got enough strength to do it, there's a point in your life where you go, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm far away from where I used to be and what I used to be. And day by day, I'm creeping closer and closer toward what I will be. And Michelle and First Lady Obama said it best, that this is a forward motion. The journey never ends. The journey never ends. You have to continue to work diligently and fervently to become everything you are designed to be. What are you becoming in this season? Are you becoming what you believe? There's that first B word again. Are you becoming what you believe? As a man thinketh, so is he. Proverbs 23:7 says that best. As a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking? So there's a belief, but now belief becomes action. Belief has to turn into action. Belief has to turn into action, consistent action. It has to turn into what you do all the time. I'm going to quote one of my favorite quotes, and I say it all the time, and you need to hear it. And sometimes I understand it sounds like I'm being redundant, and I'm repeating topics, and I'm repeating things over and over again. But sometimes you need to hear it in your spirit multiple times to get it. And here it is. See, we talked about believing, thought. What are you saying as well? Because part of your belief system is based on what you think and what you say. But there's a step further. And here we go. Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Believe. Become. Believe, become, because when you watch your thoughts and your words, they become actions. You watch your thoughts, they become words, and watch your words, they become actions, they become habits eventually. If you're doing it consistently, if you're working on what you want to become consistently, because as Michelle Obama said, this is not a journey that stops. This is a journey that lasts for a very long time. It lasts forever. It's about forward progress. It's about doing it daily. It becomes a habit. What are you consistently doing to become everything that you have been designed to be? It's a habit at the moment. Ah, but here it is. A habit becomes a character choice. It's in my character to do this. It's in my character to do this daily. What are you doing daily? Worshippers worship daily. Praisers praise daily. Singers sing daily. Writers write daily. Readers, read. What do you want to become in this season? Because it goes further than belief. There's a point where you have to put feet to your prayers. There's a point in your life where you have to go, all right, this has been on my mind way too long. This has been heavy on my spirit way too long. It has been something, it has been here way too long. It has been sitting here dormant way too long. And I have to take that step of faith and take and make faith move and move my feet, put feet to faith and put feet to prayer and put my feet to fire. I have to do whatever it takes to become that word again. Become, there's that word again. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. To become what I am created to be. Not what the news says I'm supposed to be. Not what not what they say I'm supposed to be at the beauty shop, at the barbershop. Not what society says I'm supposed to be. Not what stereotypes say I'm supposed to be. Not what social stigmas say I'm supposed to be. But what God has designed me to be, I will work diligently and fervently to become just that. What are you becoming in this season? What are you becoming? What are you thinking about in this season? What are you thinking about in this moment? What are you designing yourself? What are you designed to be? It takes a step of faith. It is a forward motion. And with it starts with being a forward thinker. I heard Steve Harvey say that. About being a forward thinker. Are you a forward? You can't be a forward thinker. You can't be a forward mover and not be a forward thinker. They come, they mesh together like peanut butter and jelly. Like Reese's Pieces. Like peanut butter and chocolate. They mesh together. You can't have one without the other. You cannot be a backwards thinker and a forward mover. Be a forward thinker in these moments. Be a forward thinker in this season. That is what it makes all the difference. Because that's where it starts with your mindset. As a man thinketh, so is he. As I close this episode, I want to bring about a quote that I may have brought up a long time ago at some point on this episode. And it's from Carl Rogers. He said this, "What you are to be, you are now becoming. What you are to be, you are now becoming." You're now becoming, and how and that translate and the way that quote translates to me is this: what you are to be is now, you are now becoming. Basically, whatever your habits are, whatever you're doing daily, you are becoming that. Whatever you're thinking daily, you are becoming that. Whether positive or negative, you are becoming what you think and do. As a man thinketh, so is he. What you are to be, you are now becoming. So again, I ask you as you go into this weekend, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis to become what you are designed to be? What are you doing daily? What are you doing? What are you doing hourly? What are you doing daily? What are you doing to become everything you're supposed to be? It's more than a cliche. Birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together is more than an overused quote. It's a quote with substance that we need to implement each and every day. Who are you around? Who are you surrounded by? What are you doing? I encourage you in this weekend to take inventory of your habits, your thoughts, your words, your surroundings, your circle, and take the necessary steps to do exactly what Mrs. Obama said. I've called her several things. First Lady Obama, forever First Lady. I've called her, you know, whatever that, what, just, but do what Miss, what First Lady Obama said. That it means evolving. It's a forward motion. It's a way to reach continuously toward a better self. The journey doesn't end. So I encourage you this weekend to become and start to become everything you have been designed to be. What are you becoming in this season? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.